I suffered an abusive childhood, but over the years I became adept at hiding problems caused by my low self-esteem. I used extremely self-destructive coping mechanisms, bad relationships, overspending to impress friends, which eventually led me into debt. Whilst in reality my life was a complete shambles, on the surface I proudly wore a mask of normality. I was a mother of three, I had a good career, a good social life, and in 2007, as a mature student, I achieved a bachelor's degree. On occasions, I would seek help from my GP, who diagnosed depression and prescribed medication, but I never managed to get the proper help to address my issues. Whilst I was working as a finance manager for a firm, I'd been there 10 years and thoroughly enjoyed the camaraderie shared with my colleagues. The company made some major changes during 2008, and I was very unsettled by them. With my personal life also in turmoil, I began to steal money from the company to fund my overspending. I hated what I had become to hide what I was, but the compulsion was there. During this time, my mental health deteriorated, but the spending kept me focused, and giving to others gave me a sense of worth. In 2010, having already left the company, I met and confessed stealing the money to my former boss. The company went on to press charges and I was given a custodial sentence of 16 months. In the period leading up to my imprisonment, I told nobody about the case. I would attend court in the morning and head back to work in the afternoon, still wearing that mask. But during this period, the thought of suicide was a constant companion. The week before sentencing, I suffered a breakdown and was referred to the Mental Health Community Crisis Team. Once the sentence was read out in court and I was led to the cells, the reality of my situation sunk in. I had only told my closest friend of the case the day before, and my family were not aware of where I was. I was sent to Holloway and for the first couple of weeks was on an ACT to monitor my emotional state. As torturous as prison was, it removed me from a damaging situation I was in and forced me to focus on myself and put things right. Paradoxically, I finally felt free in prison. Whilst in Holloway, I engaged in weekly counselling, took part in a victim awareness course, and worked as a housekeeper on the mental health care wing. I served 4 months of my sentence and completed the remaining four on home detention curfew. I remained subject to a probation order until December. On my release, I was again referred to the mental health team who diagnosed me with borderline personality disorder and depression. I am due to start an intensive psychotherapy program in September. In the meantime, probation referred me to a Together practitioner for support on a weekly basis. I have also been referred to a women's project, and with their support, I am rebuilding my life. I have taken part in a parenting course to rebuild my relationship with my children, received specialist debt advice, and avoided eviction from my home. I'm immensely grateful for the support. I'm learning not to let the problems from my past define my future. Instead, equipped with better coping skills and a solid support network, I now know that I would never offend again.